But I was curious to know what else would they do if they could do this much. I started experimenting with other subjects. Among them, for example, pronunciation. There's one community of children in southern India whose English pronunciation was really bad. And they needed good pronunciation because that would improve their jobs. I gave them a speech-to-text engine in a computer. And I said, keep talking into it until it types what you say. Okay. They did that. And watched a little bit of this.
Nice to meet you.
The reason I end it with that, the face of this young lady over there, is because I suspect many of you know her. She's now joined a call center in Hyderabad and may have tortured you about your credit card bills in a very clear English accent. So then people said, well, how far will it go? Where does it stop? I decided I would destroy my own argument by creating an absurd proposition. I made a hypothesis, a ridiculous hypothesis. Tamil is a South Indian language, and I said, can Tamil-speaking children in a South Indian village learn the biotechnology of DNA replication in English from a street-side computer? And I said, I'll measure them, they'll get a zero, I'll spend a couple of months, I'll leave it for a couple of months, I'll go back, they'll get another zero, I'll go back to the lab and say, we need teachers. I found a village, it was called Kali Kuppam in southern India. I put in hole-in-the-wall computers there, downloaded all kinds of stuff from the internet about DNA replication, most of which I didn't understand.